Colin Russo at the City Place Studios with ESPN West Palm Beach. Joined now with our BDB Business of the Month, monthly interview we have. And we'd like to welcome in the Vice President of Government and Regulatory Affairs for the Compass Florida region. It's Michelle Oyola McGovern joining us. Michelle, I appreciate the time. How are you today? What's going on?
I'm great. It's great to be here. What a cool studio.
And Michelle, you're a Palm Beach native, a Palm Beach County native, and we're sitting here at the City Place, which is sort of, you know, the new coming of West Palm Beach in terms of just everything sort of getting a facelift. This has got to be a little bizarre, considering that you were born and raised here and basically what West Palm Beach has become, right?
I mean, I remember when City Place was first built and just being so psyched about the space. And I just love the fact that she continues to grow and be better and better. And, you know, just driving here this morning, I mean, Crate and Barrel, what? Mm. When did that happen?
Right.
I was just here a couple weeks ago.
There's a new store around here that is opened about every 5 days. And it's this high-end store, you know, that trying to bring in people and traffic and stuff like that. And you got the construction right down the street of the new terrace over there. And that's going to be another big project. So, I mean, in terms of the growth, I mean, coming from somebody, I always talk to Palm Beach natives about this. It's just got to be, it's exponential. And it's probably the most bizarre part about this is there's obviously so much money, so many people coming in. But from somebody who has seen it throughout their life, this has got to be night and day.
It really is. I'll tell you a funny story. At our office, we really love the salty donut, and we only invest in the donut holes because you can't have a whole donut.
You can't have a whole donut. Not in this economy.
But I remember coming here to get them and just like seeing all the young people walking to work. I sound like a senior citizen saying that, but really just I felt like I was in a major city, right? And, you know, just young folks walking to work, just coming from yoga. Just the vibes here are so incredible, and you never would have thought it 20 years ago.
20 years ago and 20 years from now, I think people are just going to be, it's going to be night and day once again.
Yeah, just love the fact that West Palm keeps growing.
And let's kick things off talking about Comcast a little bit. How about you give us a little bit of a background? The listeners who don't understand, what's this company all about? You guys got a big presence across Florida. Why don't you get into that a little bit?
Well, first of all, we're headquartered here in beautiful West Palm Beach.
Oh, really?
We just reinvested in our headquarters right off 45th Street. So really excited about that. Please come visit. And then, honestly, when you think about Comcast, we're several brands, right? I'm on the internet side of the company and video side of the company, but we're also Universal Studios, which we have there in Orlando, Telemundo. There's just so much more to Comcast than just our internet. But I focus every day on our internet and video services for the community.
And in Palm Beach County, you're involved in the community. You're based in the community. Tell us a little bit about how your side is showing up for the Palm Beach County community in meaningful ways.
Yeah, I think it's important to know that when Comcast services are in your community, so is our investment in local nonprofits and every aspect of the community. In West Palm in particular, the Literacy Coalition, the Urban League, UB Kinsey is a lift zone of ours right here in downtown West Palm. So if we're here, we're part of your community. We're part of your chambers. We're part of your BDB. We like to be, you know, our employees work here, so we try to invest in the communities we serve.
And so we've heard that it's expanding, and it's expanding to, across the state, places like Westlake. Tell us a little bit about the expansion, at least recently, and what you plan in terms of the expansion in the future.
Yeah, I would say when it comes to our internet services and our video services, Westlake is a new territory for us, which we're really excited about. But we're also partnering with the Florida Commerce and with the state in expanding in rural parts of the state, but also across the country. And, you know, that means, you know, more investment in Belleglade, in South Bay, Pahokee, and, you know, and then into the Glades, into Hendry County as well. So really excited about bringing services to parts of the state that thought they were off the grid, but here we come.
And and that's, I guess, the most important part. You want to talk about community building. That's a big, crucial part of the community is, obviously the inland part of Florida. But, I mean, when making these types of decisions, knowing that you're going to go to these areas, is this something that sort of you've planned years in advance? Or did you guys just make a decision once that they're saying that, all right, let's cover the whole state. Let's try to get to this area of the state, that area of the state. Is this a year's planning in the process? Or is this something that you've seen this growth recently?
Yeah, it's definitely been in the planning process, but I will say it's not only a business decision, but it's also a community conversation, because we have sat down with something called local technology planning teams in every county in the state and talked to them about what their hopes and dreams are for their counties. And so, you know, as a result, we get to find out that, you know, an economic council or a county commission is really looking forward to investing in a business park in a certain part of their county. And so, you know, we make sure to include that in our expansion plans, because that's part of growing the economy of that county, and having internet services, you know, right on the top of the list.
For those listening who don't necessarily understand, you know, what these services can do for you, how about you give us a little bit of a background about how Comcast can help people gain access to things, let's say education, jobs, digital tools? I mean, tell us a little bit about the offerings that the Comcast, I guess, services can bring to people day to day.
Yeah, we're more than just, you know, offering the red zone, which, you know, was very important to my Sunday football watching.
You're not the only one in that regard, yeah.
It's hard to keep track of all those touchdowns, but the touchdowns at the end are my favorite part.
They do
my
at the end?
Part of the day.
At
yes.
the end of the game, you mean?
Every touchdown of the day at the end of the night.
Oh, when they do the highlight reel?
Yes. But I digress. We should be talking about Comcast. You know, our services, first of all, we're always investing in our network, always and I want to say upgrading, we're just always investing, right? And making sure that everyone has the fastest, most reliable internet. And so, you know, and for communities, that makes a difference, right? That's the you know, we've talked to folks in areas that we've recently served. They finally can work from home for that one day a week, and, you know, that the company is offering, or they can finally make that telehealth visit without having to go to the parking lot of the library. That's really a difference maker, and that's really part of what I love about this job.
You said something interesting about, you know, people starting to work from home, telehealth, you know, the conveniences of doing something in home comparatively that probably seemed a little foreign, I would even argue, you know, pre-pandemic. And I got to imagine once the pandemic started, the indoorness started, and I would say even probably before that, I don't have a whole background on it, that was probably a big catalyst in terms of the explosion of in-home internet. And there was almost an urgency that this needs to be as good as it could possibly get, and everybody needs this. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think the pandemic put everything into high speed when it comes to internet access. And, you know, folks are really, you know, everyone's an expert now on their technology, but and smart about the investments that they make. And that's right. Why we really, you know, value our customers, because they know that they've got the best. But we, I would say that what's really interesting still, though, is these rural communities that were coming in that never, even in the pandemic, got that explosion. They were working and not necessarily doing the work from home, not necessarily successfully, you know, their kids weren't successfully going to school from home. And now they're seeing, their eyes are being opened. It's incredible the reactions that we're getting in 2025. Families that are like, we haven't had internet at home ever before. And that's right here in Florida. And so that's really inspiring for us.
Yeah, it's got to be the rewarding part, is making sure that people get access to this type of thing. That's Michelle McGovern, of course, the Vice President of Government and Regulatory Affairs for Comcast Florida Region, joining us now for the BDB Business of the Month, ESPN West Palm. I heard you describe with Comcast Community, I've heard about Project Up. And give us a little bit of a background for those who don't know. Project Up, Comcast, what's the relation? What's going on there?
So Project Up is our $1 billion investment in the communities we serve. Everything that you and I have just been talking about, it kind of all follows up, comes under Project Up. And that's everything from making sure, you know, giving access to folks in every aspect of the word, whether it's, you know, helping them learn how to get online, right, with digital classes, and then also offering affordable internet options. We have something called Internet Essentials, which is an affordable internet option where you can subscribe and still get access to the internet. So it's and it's our lift zones. It's the community nonprofits that we invest in, that we amp up their Wi-Fi and help invest in their community center, because we know that that's a gathering place in a lot of communities, and so we like to invest in those as well.
So you said lift zone. Lift zone is where people congregate. And that, tell me a little bit more about that.
So UBKinsey here in West Palm Beach, a lot of folks would be familiar with it. That's one of our lift zones. And actually, the UBKinsey Community Center houses several nonprofits. And so what we did was invest in their computer lab. We uh, in, amped up their Wi-Fi so that, you know, what we're finding is, you know, maybe while kids are at, in, you know, at their Girl Scout meeting or at the, at a soccer match, mom still got to get her work done or maybe catch up on emails. And she can do that, you know, in the parking lot or sitting in the lobby at UB Kinsey. And so we really love that partnership.
And Comcast recently teamed up, partnered up with the Area Agency on Aging to give Palm Beach County caregivers laptops, digital training, the type of stuff that, you know, my grandparents need as well. Tell us a little bit about the difference that that's making for these families, especially in Palm Beach County. You know, you have a community, a big community that are, you know, older and not necessarily in tune with the digital and laptop side. Tell us a little bit about the expansion and sort of the education surrounding that.
Yeah, that's a really cool partnership with Healthier Boynton Beach as well. That what they identified was that in their community, they wanted to focus on caregivers, right? They realized that the burden of taking care of a loved one who is at home or who has health issues is really a huge, it's a full-time job for
it
some folks.
Sure,
right?
Is.
And so they have identified caregivers as where they'd like to invest. And so what we did is partnered with them in helping those caregivers get digital, enhance their digital skills. So we brought in a teacher to teach digital skills. We did it in our Xfinity store in Boynton Beach. And it was a win-win for everyone. And as a takeaway, those the members of that group got a laptop. So that was really nice.
They got a laptop out of it. And then also the crucial skills that, you know, that's the most important right. thing, because you can make an understanding that, like, a lot of those, their full-time job, like you said, is secluded in, like, they're in a home. They're, you know, whether remotely or somewhere else, they don't necessarily, you know, leave as much because the caregiving side of it. So sure. that's got to be, in terms of practicality, that makes a ton of sense to sure. get people involved
for
with
sure.
that.
For sure.
And Michelle, tell us a little bit about some of the Xfinity features and services that customers should be excited about that were maybe they don't know about that Xfinity and Comcast offers. Tell us a little bit something there.
Yeah, so if you're subscribing at home, you're talking, that's our Xfinity services.
Yep.
And, you know, we've got all the bells and whistles that come with that. But also our Comcast business option, which is for small businesses. I mean, you know, we serve the Department of Defense. We serve major corporations. But we also serve your small business and can help you with all of your internet and video and security needs.
And Michelle, let me get a little bit of background. How'd this start for you? How did you get into this position today? Because from what I'm reading, you've had an expansive career in a number of different sort of places. Tell us a little bit about how you got to this point right now.
Well, shout out to Florida Atlantic University, where I got my start. I was a first generation college student who decided that my hometown college was the best option for me. Mm. And boy, was it. And that's how I got involved in student government. And that was sort of the trajectory that led me into working for the federal government, for a United States senator. After that, I worked in the healthcare space and always in government relations and advocacy work. And now it's been, I think, 2.5 years at Comcast. And I really love the work that I
do. So going into college, you knew that you wanted to be involved in some aspect politically?
No.
No.
I went to school to be a teacher.
Wow. And then what? You went to school and then all of a sudden student government fell in your lap. And then you're like, hold on, I got a knack for this.
That's kind of what happened. Yeah. I got involved in student government on campus at Florida Atlantic University and became the vice president of the student body after working in the student senate and getting involved in homecoming, back when homecoming was basketball before we had football. And my gosh, I'm so proud of my university and the growth that it's made.
Well,
and the launch pad that it was for me.
That's true. I mean, the football team.
I mean, am I right?
The football team can...
It was a rough day on Saturday, but we're not going to talk about that.
Do you watch every game?
I try to watch as many as I can. We actually were at a cool event. I was down at FIU for a really fun tailgate ahead of the event.
And what about the basketball team? Do you follow in the basketball team nearly as much? I know they had the Final Four run a couple years ago.
I regret... Let me just say to any fan out there, if your team is in the Sweet 16 or in the Final Four, go to the game.
Oh, you didn't go?
No, I didn't go.
Oh, you screwed up. Yeah, you can't do it.
I don't care how much it costs. Go to the game.
And they're in the Final Four. You got to go to the Final Four.
Yes, I know.
That was in Houston. That's doable.
Don't make me cry.
Wow. Unbelievable. See, funny enough, my brother is a college basketball coach, and he was at UConn when UConn won that title the same year that FAU was in the Final Four with
subtle
San Diego
brag.
State.
A little subtle brag there.
I mean, I didn't get invited, by the way. My parents went. I did
We're
not
all
get
proud.
To go. I didn't get to go. My parents did not invite me. But nonetheless, He was there, and that was when FAU was there. And he told me, he goes, the FAU fan, that was a faithful fan base, because there was a lot of FAU faithful around the city of Houston. They basically took it over.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm proud to say that in order to make up for not going to the game, but also because we had to do it, the Mayor's Ball was the same night. The Palm Beach County Mayor's Ball was the same night as the team was in the Final Four. And so we hosted like a TV, we brought in big screen TVs. And I hate to say that we pulled more people out of the gala than we should have, but it was too important. We had to see FAU play.
Michelle McGovern, yeah, you have to. You can't miss that game.
You already didn't go.
I missed it. That was your first mistake, and then you got to watch it. You got to make sure you watch
it. Make me feel bad about myself Monday morning.
Well, let's flip it onto a positive note. Tell us a little bit. You've been at Comcast what, 2.5 years? You said,
yeah.
So 2.5 years. Tell us a little bit about what you love most about your job, and sort of kind of what gets you out of bed in the morning for this type of working at Comcast, providing. And it's different than obviously the political side of the healthcare side, but it is still care for the individual, care for the community. What do you love most about it?
Well, first of all, I love the fact that every day is different. I mean, getting to start my day with you is really a special treat. Starting my week off, really fun. But honestly, what I love about the work we do is what I like to call the cherry on top. The services that we provide are great, and I can talk to you all day about the technology, but what we do when we invest in our communities is really my favorite part. It's a partnership we have in St. Lucie County where we're delivering. Every kid in St. Lucie County schools is getting access to the internet because of a partnership we have there. It's what we're doing at UBKinsey. It's the little things. It's the investments that we're making.
And it's got to be huge for the local, not only the families, but for the local companies, local businesses, especially here in Palm Beach County. There's so much coming in. That's got to be a huge part of what you guys are looking at in terms of the expansion of the area and also helping that these companies, businesses can thrive, right?
Yeah. So I'll tell you one of my favorite things. Well, a couple. Our small businesses are really the best part of our Comcast business. During the month of May, we celebrated a Small Business Month, how sweet it is, by highlighting ice cream shops across the state that we invested
in.
And so we did takeovers. We gave everybody free ice cream for the afternoon. It was May in Florida, so who doesn't want ice cream?
Uh-huh.
And it just was so great. And, then see some of our small businesses grow. El Car Wash is one of ours. And my gosh, there's an El Car Wash everywhere now, but they're one of our customers and we're really proud of it.
And the ice cream shops too.
The ice cream shops. I mean, listen.
When growing up, I was Mr. Ice Cream Shop. Adults gotta, we love our ice cream, but everything's great in moderation. So, which is why you gotta be careful. But that's why it's like, whenever there's an ice cream involved, or especially an ice cream shop involved, that's the ultimate light somebody up.
It's so fun.
Offer ice cream.
And we had one in particular where they were two rural cities in Central Florida. I wish I could remember them both, but it's the same owner. And she was like, oh, you're going to be over in that city? Oh, come, I've got a shop there too. And we're like, done. We'll be there. It was so great.
And you have two daughters, to my understanding, correct? Are you hoping on getting them to be FAU Owls?
Well, one's already a Florida Gator.
And, wow. Was that a conversation?
Well, her dad's a double Gator, so we'll allow it. And the other one is a senior in high school, so we'll see.
Is FAU on her list?
FAU is on her list. Of course it is.
All right. Dad got one. Let's see. Wow, you got to split it here. And Florida's also been, hold on. I don't know if you're, are you a Florida fan?
Oh, you know what? I am in my spare time. And I don't want to talk about that either.
Wow. They've had a rough go.
It's a rough Monday to be an FAU Dolphins and Gator fan.
You're a Dolphin fan too?
Yes.
That's as bad as it gets.
I mean, you know what? I'm a woman with hope.
Yeah, you have hope for the Dolphins?
I have hope for everything.
You're one of the only ones. You're one of the only ones. Dolphins are, FA, I agree. The colleges, there's good turnover, year by year. The Dolphins have a little bit of soul searching to do. But I appreciate the time, Michelle. I appreciate giving us a little bit of background of what Comcast is really bringing to the community, how you guys are expanding, what you guys offer to families, businesses, especially locally. But I appreciate the time and looking forward to talking again soon, all right?
This was so much fun. Thanks so much.
You got it. It's Michelle Oyola, McGovern, the Vice President of Government and Regulatory Affairs for the Comcast Florida Region. This was our BDB Business of the Month, ESPN West Palm and ESPN 106.3.